If you know you want to make money online, but you're not quite sure which method is for you, this episode is going to help. Hello, I'm your host, Rhonda Jenkins, influencer marketing expert, event planner, lifestyle blogger, and founder of The Blogger Brunch. This podcast is all about empowering women through community and marketing resources. So get ready to take some notes and let's go. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Blogger Brunch podcast. I am very excited about today's episode. I think it is going to help so many of you and get you fired up about how to earn income online. So let's get to it. But first, I have to apologize for my voice today. Allergies are crushing my soul is what it feels like. So I am struggling, but you know, show must go on. So here we are. I feel fine. Just don't sound great. But let's chat a little bit today about making money online. This is seems like what everyone wants to do in 2024 is quit their job and make money online, which why wouldn't you? A lot of people love the structure and stability of their 9-to-5. So maybe that's you. And that is awesome. There's definitely something to be said for that. But if you are thinking, I want to be home. Maybe you've got kids. Maybe you are wanting to scale back on the amount of hours you're working each week or how to just make your life more manageable in terms of work-life balance. This episode is going to really help you and it's kind of going to expand your brain. It's going to make you think about maybe some different options that you might not have considered before. There's not just one way to run your business online and make income online, okay? There's like a million. There's a ton. We're going to go through, I don't even know, like 10 of them. So let's chat. I want this episode to be very helpful. I love being able to record this podcast. This is something that I look forward to each week. So if this podcast has helped you at all, will you do me a favor, take a second and leave me a 5-star review on whatever platform you are listening on? Thank you for doing that. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. So what method should you use to make money online? Pretty simple question, right? And there are different methods for different personality types, different interests, different skill sets, right? And everyone is different. No two bloggers are alike. No two online coaches are alike. And there is something for everyone, okay? So keep that in mind. If you want to do this, there is something for you. So let's chat. First things first, kind of the old school way that you think about making money online is blogging. Or maybe if you've listened to me, that's what you think of. Blogging. I love a blog. I still go to websites. I still read blogs. Pinterest is a huge part of blogging these days. Gone are the days where you just throw up your post on your website and all of your adoring fans go and read it. That's just not what people are doing now. So you are most likely with a blog, with a website, you are posting images, posting article titles on Pinterest, and you're relying on search traffic who are looking for that information to find your pin and then click on your website. From that, maybe you're getting ad revenue. Google AdSense is a great way to do that, or there are a ton of private ad networks that place ads on your site, depending on your readership, right? This is definitely still a viable option for income. This is definitely still a great option if you are wanting an online presence or you're wanting kind of a digital diary. That's one thing I love about my blog, The Skinny Arm. I started it way back in 2013, and I kind of love that it documents a lot of my life, right? The past, you know, 10 plus years are online, which is a little scary, but also I'm like, hey, we've grown, we've changed, good, we've made progress. But that's one option for you. There is some time for setup. You've got to build the website. You might hire someone. You might buy a template. Awesome. If you're a little tech savvy, you definitely can figure it out on your own. Might be easier to just hire someone outright, for sure. but it does take a little while to kind of get started, gain traction. And then with that, you also most likely are going to want to start an Instagram page or be really dialed in on Pinterest to get those views up right away. Okay, so blogging, it's an option for sure. Let's talk number two, influencing. This is what blogging has turned into. Influencers. You all have your favorite influencers. I have mine. I am one. In addition to a lot of other things on this list, I do a lot of these things kind of at the same time. But influencing, you are sharing your life or you're sharing one aspect of your life with an audience in hopes of influencing them to purchase something from you, or in hopes of influencing them and garnering attention from sponsors who will then pay you to promote their product or service to your audience. Okay, so you are influencing. This one also does take a little time to build a following. Okay, you're not influencing if you just have five people following you, you're not earning money yet. But if you can stick with it, very, very, very lucrative. Okay. It does take time to build the following. If you have clarity, which we're going to talk more about next week, very excited about it. If you have clarity and a strong aesthetic or point of view, then you can grow fairly quickly. Okay. Some of you might be in it for the long haul. Some of you might grow 20,000 followers in your first month. Definitely possible. So if you have clarity and a strong aesthetic, this can go faster than if not. Influencing, definitely love it. Very, very lucrative, potentially. Let's talk number three, UGC / content creation. Again, I do this. I do all of these things so far. I do. But UGC, user generated content. This is brands are looking for normal people like you and me who actually use their product or service to talk about it. So it seems like a normal person is reviewing that product and they're going to boost that video or they're going to put a paid ad with your likeness out there and promote their product or service. And they pay you for that. You probably don't even have to post that video. Let's say it's a video. You probably don't have to post that on your own page. I just did this for a brand yesterday. I created some UGC content and I'm not posting it on my page. I just sent it to them and said, here you go. They're going to use it to promote their stuff. And it's less of promoting their stuff and it's more, hey, we're a brand. We need recipe content for our food brands. We just need people to make some recipes and film it in a way that looks cool so we can showcase our product being used. Awesome. Love some recipe content. So UGC, that is great if you want to keep your privacy. That is great if you are kind of artistic, but you don't want to be an influencer. So if you're like, I don't really want to be in front of the camera and have people know everything about me, but I do like creating content, that could be a great one for you.
Quick interruption, ready to grow your business online, but overwhelmed with Instagram and how to create fresh content every day? Introducing Social CEO. It's my Instagram training monthly membership that includes actionable monthly trainings to grow your business and weekly trending audio and content ideas delivered straight to your inbox. You don't want to miss it. So grab the details in the show notes and I'll see you inside.
Number four, let's talk digital products. Everyone can do this. I have done this one too. Surprise. Everyone can do this. If you have a skill, you can help someone else get started learning that skill. You don't have to teach them everything you know. You don't have to teach them an entire industry in one 10-page ebook. This can be something so small, a very small starter kit, or just a simple guide on one specific task or topic. This, again, you need a following or you need a way to market this, an email list, an Instagram following, something, right? But if you have those things, digital products could be for you for sure, even if they are low ticket offers, a very low price, you can definitely make a good amount of money with digital products. One note about digital products, you have probably seen MRR, Master Resell Rights, on Instagram. This is a new thing. People are creating courses and then they're selling them and saying, hey, buy my course, and then you can resell it too. First of all, I will never hate on anyone who is out there hustling, working, posting consistently, and making moves. Awesome, good for them. But I don't really recommend this approach, especially if you're just getting started. So this is something where it's a little bit hard to break into, and you have to really be a specific personality and make a very specific commitment to show up on Instagram in a certain way. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Not my favorite. Props to all the people who are doing that. That's wonderful, but I don't recommend it. Okay, let's move on. Coaching. This goes hand in hand with digital products. If you can sell a digital product on it, you can probably coach someone on it. This is just another method. If you love the personal interaction, which I do, I love it, then coaching may be for you. I would start out small, one-on-one sessions, see if there is interest, see if you have people who are like, I will pay for your time to learn this thing from you or to have your help. Absolutely. Get started small, okay? But you absolutely can do that. I always love the personal interaction with coaching for sure. Okay, let's chat affiliate income. Affiliate income. This is so good because you can add it to any of the other businesses or models that I have just mentioned. This is where you are promoting a product or service and you earn commission on it. Some of y'all get asked all the time, where did you get such and such? Where's your top from? Where'd you get those shoes? How'd you find that? Where'd you get this? And you haven't even set up your Amazon storefront yet. Okay, it's probably from Amazon. Go set up that storefront and start earning commission. And then you can share your links with people and earn commission on their purchases. Love that. Examples of this in business, some that I use, Flowdesk. I get affiliate income on Flowdesk referrals. Showit website hosting and templates. I get affiliate income on Showit. And those are great because those are businesses and services that I actually use in my business. And I'm going to share them anyway. But this incentivizes me to make sure I'm sharing them regularly, which is helpful for you guys. It's helpful for me. And of course, it's helpful for those platforms. Okay, last one I'm going to bring up today, service-based businesses. Do you have a service that you want to offer to do for people or to help people with? Think virtual assistant, bookkeeping, data entry, customer service. Do you know how to work payment processors? Do you have a service like that that you can do for people? Maybe it's very, very specific, very, very niche. Someone probably needs your help with it. There is someone out there who hates answering customer service emails about failed payments or how do I cancel my membership or whatever. You can help them. Think about platforms like Fiverr or Upwork to add yourself as a service provider and then look for job listings that might fit your skills. Okay, so that is a great one if you have a very specific skill. Maybe some of you are accountants and you're like, I want to quit my job, but I still could do 10 hours of accounting a week. I just don't want to work 40 hours a week anymore. This could be for you. Okay, so that's a big one. This is something that a lot of content creators, bloggers will also do on the side while they're working on building up their income to replace their 9-to-5 income. So if that's you, maybe you are a photographer and you're like, I want to go full-time with photography. I'm just not there with clientele yet. What else can you do? Can you do photo editing for another photographer on the side? Definitely something to think about. So those are a few options. Some other ones I'll mention, maybe you want to sell a physical product. Definitely can do that online. Maybe you want to do Etsy, drop shipping. Definitely an option. I'm not going to talk about it. I haven't done it. I don't think that is the best use of your time, but it is an option. I love a lot of these that I've mentioned, I have done or I currently still do, and I love them. One thing that I really enjoy is having multiple income streams. Okay. So if I am not feeling one part of my business, I've still got revenue coming in from another area. And that is always helpful. Okay. So think about what sounds good, what sounds fun. I love this. One of my mentors asked me when I was kind of struggling with what to do next, she asked me, what sounds really fun? What sounds really fun to teach to other women? Because that's what I was struggling with. What am I going to teach? What am I going to help them with? What sounds really fun to do with your spare time? Okay, so ask yourself that question. What sounds really fun to do? What sounds really fun to help someone else with? Okay, so think about that. I hope this did not overwhelm you, but instead give you a few other options, a few more ideas to consider. And then next week, we are going to talk more about clarity, how to really dial down and get to the root of what you want and how to start pursuing it. So I hope this episode was helpful and we will see you next Wednesday.
As always, thanks for listening to the Blogger Brunch podcast. You can find the link to today's show notes in the episode description, and you can always find more resources and ways to grow your brand at thebloggerbrunch.com and on Instagram at thebloggerbrunch.